In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Contrary to what the media are trying to tell us, the 2006 election results cannot be read as a demand for open borders, same-sex marriage, higher taxes, free trade, or bigger government. The election was a referendum on George W. Bush and his handling of the war, illegal aliens, spending, and his failure to remember who elected him. Let's look at significant conservative victories on November 7th. 7 states passed marriage amendments. Tennessee with 81%, South Carolina with 78%, Idaho with 63%, Virginia with 57%, and South Dakota with 52%. Wisconsin, where the gays thought they had their best chance, easily passed its state marriage amendment by 59%. Colorado passed a traditional marriage amendment by 56%. We now have 27 states that have passed state marriage constitutional amendments with an average majority of about 70%. Arizona overwhelmingly passed 3 amendments to limit taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens. By 74%, Arizona also passed an amendment to make English the official language, with half of Hispanic voters approving it. 8 states passed eminent domain initiatives to mitigate the damage done by the Supreme Court supremacist decision in Kelo versus City of New London. The biggest congressional losers in the November election were the so-called Republican moderates. They are called RINOs. That stands for Republicans in name only. Pro-family conservatives should reassert the integrity of their principled movement, rejecting all temptations to be the Bush Party or the party of big business. Conservatives should reclaim their majority in the Republican Party by outnumbering and outsmarting the false prophets of RINO politics.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 3 out of 4 people make up 75% of the world's population. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Beth came in. Beth left. Is Beth going to come back? There she is. Hi. Anyway, we have a new producer here today with us, John Sims. He fills in regularly when Jeff is out of town. I don't know where Jeff is. He said he wasn't going to be here. I didn't ask any questions. He didn't tell me any answers. So, anyhow, John, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, tell our people hi, because and Happy New Year, for whatever that's worth, because they're all making fun of me today because I wore my little Happy New Year, what do you call that thing, a terror or whatever it is?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's diamond studded, got real diamonds in it, and I wear it each year on New Year's Eve. Well, Monday's New Year's Eve, and we're going to be doing something else on New Year's Eve, but we will be broadcasting. There will be a broadcast on the air. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move along very, very quickly. Since it is about New Year's Eve, we come out with people making predictions all of the time. And this I find interesting. It's written by a gentleman by the name of Radley Balco. And he does this each year. And he writes, he's a senior editor, actually, with Reason Magazine. And he publishes theagitator.com if you want to check him out. But he comes up with some kind of interesting things that we can expect during the next 12 months. He says, first of all, the Bush administration will claim it has a power to kidnap citizens in foreign countries for violating U.S. law and extradite them to the United States for trial and imprisonment, even for white-collar crimes unrelated to terrorism, and even for acts that aren't illegal in the countries where the person is a citizen. Number one prediction. Then he says police will take enforcement of prostitution laws to a new level by arresting and seizing the cars of anyone who merely talks to an undercover cop posing as a sex worker. So if you're one of those street preachers and you want to talk to the lady and tell her what maybe she's doing wrong and how you can help her, you can lose your automobile over this, okay? Then prescription painkillers will also reach new absurdities, as people will begin to be arrested and convicted for possessing painkillers for which they have a prescription. Prosecutors will argue that there is no prescription defense. So for possessing prescribed medication. I had a little trouble there with possessing prescribed. Little tongue twister for whatever it's worth. How about sex crimes? Prosecutors will overreact as some overzealous district attorney will charge middle school kids with sex crimes for such childhood shenanigans as slapping a fellow classmate on the fanny. Members of Congress will continue to put themselves above the law. The House of Representatives will attempt to prevent police from searching the computers of one of its members, even if that member is being investigated for soliciting sex with minors. Public schools will start teaching students to spy on their parents and to report their parents to local authorities for minor violations of city codes, such things as failing to recycle or failing to keep their lawn trimmed. Pressed for revenue, at least one state in the country will pass new traffic laws mandating fines of $1,000 or more for routine traffic violations. The bill will be sponsored by a lawmaker who, by the way, also has a law practice that specializes in defending people accused of traffic violations. At least one state governor will propose legislation calling for 2-year prison terms for people who play online poker. The proposal will come in the same bill that calls for allowing the construction of 3 new casinos in that same state. States will continue to crack down on the poker craze. Even VFW Post won't be immune. We'll see cops break up $5 crimmage games, SWAT teams to break up charity poker games. Cops will raid bars where it merely looks like people are gambling. Meanwhile, states will continue to spend millions promoting their own lotteries. Standing on the sidewalk will become a crime. Cities will begin seizing the cars of people who play their stereos too loud. In fact, they'll seize the cars based on the word of someone that says the car owner was playing his stereo too loud. States will begin asking bars to install talking urinal cakes, which will warn men when they relieve themselves that drinking and driving isn't cool. Another state's lawmaker will propose a bill that bans eating, drinking, smoking, reading, writing, personal grooming, playing an instrument, interacting with pets or cargo, talking on a cell phone, or using any other personal communication device while driving. 2 years after banning traffic cameras in the name of liberty, the Virginia legislature will decide the revenue is more important than liberty and will revoke the ban. The FBI will imply to Congress that sometimes it has to let its undercover informants get away with murdering American citizens so as not to disrupt drug investigations. Following up on the laws putting cold medicine behind the drugstore counters because it can be used to make meth, legislators will propose putting baking soda behind the counter, too, because it can be used to make crack. More of the points above, anyway, he goes on then to say, you think these are ridiculous. Well, he says they're not because he said none of these predictions were actual predictions. He said they already took place in the year 2007. For whatever it's worth. You know what, and we've stated this time and time again, whenever Congress gets back in session, instead of passing bills, they ought to have a gob and a bunch of sessions that just rescind bills. Get rid of all those stupid things. And get if they got rid of all of the unconstitutional laws, hey, this would be a totally different nation. And that's exactly what Ron Paul wants to do. Take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. And your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. John Sims is with us today. He's filling in for Jeff. John, you said you flew someplace over the Christmas holidays.
Yes, I flew up to Michigan.
And it was an hour and a half flight, and would have taken 10 hours to drive.
Took 10 and a half hours to drive.
Okay. And that's why you flew.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any problem going through security?
Nope.
None whatsoever?
No.
No. Now, my son came home from North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and he and his family flew. That was four of them flying. So that, I don't know what it cost, but that's a pretty good chunk.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it cost probably close to $1,000.
Right.
And they left home like before 5 o'clock in the morning. They were going to get an early flight, so they'd be out here by noon or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this, of course, was when we were having some of this badder weather, some mm-hmm. of this worse weather that we had. But anyway, they had to wait 2 or 3 hours before their flight could take off because mm-hmm. they were all backed up.
Right.
And then when they got here, they land in St. Louis. They have to rent a car.
Mm-hmm.
But while they were waiting to rent the car, their luggage didn't show up. Well, they were going to just stay a day or two with us and then go to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want to lose their luggage because they didn't know where to have the luggage sent.
Right.
And so they waited another 2 or 3 hours to get their luggage. And mm-hmm. they got here later in the afternoon. And you know what they said? Hey, we could have driven here.
Yeah,
we'd have been here in the same time. We would have been here in the same time. Cost a whole lot less money, even at $3 a gallon gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have our own car to go to Chicago in.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's interesting, and this is the reason that I just don't care about going to airports. Now, did you ever see, while you were in the airport, now I ought to ask some of our salespeople that fly all the time, but did you ever see airport behavior detection officers?
No. There's police officers walking around, but...
No, you don't know these as police officers.
Right.
These are undercover cops, plainclothes cops, or whatever they are, and they are behavior detection officers, and they come up and talk to you. And they're called SPOT, S-P-O-T. That's screening passengers by observation techniques. So you have to be able to know whether somebody is a bad guy or not just by talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they ask some dumb questions. Now, here's where I'd probably get handcuffed over this thing. The officers ask simple questions. How are you today? I'd say fine and dandy, hunky-dory, everything's great and wonderful. Then, where are you heading? To my answer would be, I'll tell you where I'm going when you tell me where you're coming from.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Do I hear music in the background?
Ian, what's on your mind today?
I don't hear it. I hear Beth talking. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back. More on these behavior detection officers in the airports. And there's gobs of them. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Have returned. Our telephone number hasn't changed in some 14 years or so. 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome. Now, behavior detection officers. That's what we have at the airports today. And I have only been to an airport a couple of times in the last dozen years or so, and it's always to pick somebody up, not to go through all the security stuff. But anyway, they call this SPOT, screening passengers by observation techniques. And they said that these guys can recognize microfacial expressions, feelings that in a fraction of a second affects emotions such as fear, anger, surprise, contempt. They can spot program. The spot program has these people come up and have a conversation with you. Now, Beth, when you were a little girl, your daddy told you not to talk to strangers. So even that holds true today. Don't talk to these goofs. They say that when they ask about their trip, when someone lies or tries to be deceptive, their behavior cues show it in a brief flash of fear. Such people get a pat-down search. You know, there's people that would like that, perhaps. I don't know. And an X-ray exam. You might have a bad tooth or something. Beth's going to go have her neck worked on today. You could have got the X-ray right there at the airport, see? Anyway, since January 2006, behavior detection officers have referred about 70,000 people for secondary screening. Of those, about 600 were arrested on a variety of charges, including possession of drugs, weapons violations, outstanding warrants. Doesn't say that they ever caught anybody that was going to blow up an airport. Okay? SPOT, again, that SPOT is the name of this thing, began in 2003. They started in Boston. It's now at more than 50 airports and continues to grow. The officers ask simple questions. How are you today? Where are you heading? Is this all your property? See, that right there, anybody that believes in freedom is going to say it's none of your business. Right? Anyway, they're there. And that's why I will continue to drive. I don't know if it's going to keep me from going to Australia, perhaps. But can you drive to Australia? You can take a boat. I'll bet they do the same things on getting on a boat because you have to have a passport now just to get on a boat. Unless it's an itty-bitty boat. You know, the Cubans don't have passports to get on boats. They get all the way here from Cuba to Florida. Anyway, I have here article as to why not to vote for Ron Paul. This fella don't like Ron Paul at all. It's not at all, it's a tall, okay? He has 10 reasons why not to vote for Ron Paul. He says Paul would deny women control of their bodies and reproductive rights. Now, Ron Paul, for whatever it's worth, is a baby catcher. What do you call him, Beth? An OBGN, isn't that it? And he's delivered, whatever they are. And she's trying to talk through two plates of solid glass here, and it doesn't help much. But anyway, he has delivered over 4,000 babies, and he knows a little bit about conception and parturition. And OBGY, what's the Y stand for? See there, you don't know either. Anyway, he says that life begins with inception, conception, and I, for whatever it's worth, come on now, make fun of me. Whatever it's worth, I have a master's degree in physiology of reproduction. I have opened hundreds of sow tracks and saw the little piglets in there. And we weighed them and measured them and see how far apart they were in the uterus and horns, etc. So, hey, those little boogers are little pigs when they're just days old. So I assume that little people, I've never looked inside of a people, but they're there and they... Anyway, so he says Paul would deny women control of their bodies and reproductive rights. Hey, that's why I'd vote for him, not why I would not vote for him. Now, he supports abolishing the federal minimum wage. He's twice introduced legislation to repeal OSHA. Another reason or two to vote for him, okay? He has repeatedly submitted amendments to the tax code that would get rid of the estate and gift taxes. Amen, brother. That's another reason to vote for him. Not not a reason to not vote for him. He supports offshore drilling, building more oil refineries, mining on federal lands, no taxes on the production of fuel, and would stop conservation efforts that could be a federal obstacle to building and maintaining refineries. Hey, these are all reasons to vote for him. This dummy's on the wrong track. Anyway, I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and we'll get to Kimberly here in a little bit, more or less. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Recently, a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show, Grant Jeffrey, discussed his new book, The New Temple and the Second Coming of Christ. Here's Grant.
Right now, we have a leadership in Israel that does not understand that the Temple Mount is the most important place in all of Israel. And so even if Israel is so tragically against the will of God as to surrender even more control over the Temple Mount, understand, it won't change anything.
Covered topics include the search for lost temple treasures, revealing discoveries in underground Jerusalem, the process of recreating sacred temple vessels, and the latest plans for rebuilding the temple. Join Dr. Jeffrey as he uncovers answers to questions that have perplexed students of prophecy for centuries. The New Temple and the Second Coming of Christ is 224 pages in paperback. Two orders send $17 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And for credit card orders, call toll-free at 1-800-201-7892.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go into some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Millions of Americans will face hard times in 2008. Housing prices have plummeted. Stocks have skyrocketed one day, only to nosedive the next. The dollar loses value almost daily, pushing oil and gold to new heights. The government says inflation is low, yet food and gas prices keep rising. Americans better get ready to tighten their belts. That's what Businessweek says. We may see a panic in 2008, reports the UPI. Swiss America and I want you prepared, so call immediately for your free copy of How Globalism is Destroying the U.S. Economy. A new whistleblower report that answers 15 critical financial questions that we must now all face. So just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And as a bonus, Swiss America will include their Gold 101 DVD. The globalist agenda is to lower your standard of living, so be prepared.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who's learned it's not what you wear, it's how you take it off,
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I'm reading an article here that came to me by, it was written by Summer Ludwig, that does not want to vote for Ron Paul and gives 10 reasons why not to. And the first four or five look to me like reasons that I want to vote for Ron Paul. But Summer Ludwig goes on. Ron Paul supports withdrawing us from the United Nations. Amen. Another reason to vote for him, not to vote for him. He has introduced legislation to keep the United States from giving any funds to the United Nations. He also submitted that the U.S. funds should not be used in any U.N. peacekeeping missions or any U.N. program at all. There you go. He was, and another reason, he was an original co-sponsor of the Marriage Protection Act. He is not a supporter of the same-sex marriage. Therefore, you should not vote for him. Come on, that's why I'm voting for him. Ron Paul has an unnatural obsession with guns. He advocates for there should be no restrictions on personal ownerships of semi-automatic weaponry or large-capacity ammunition-feeding devices. And he would repeal the Gun Control Act of 1986. Another reason, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm voting for Ron Paul. He would no longer allow those born in the United States to be citizens if their parents are not. Another good reason to vote for, not against, Ron Paul. In other words, let's say that, Beth, you have five sons. If you had have been in Mexico when one of those sons were born, should that kid be, should he be a citizen of Mexico? Of course not. But see, we do it the other way around. Beth said she wouldn't have been in Mexico in the first place. Not 9 months pregnant. Anyhow, Ron Paul has introduced legislation that would keep the federal government from planning, developing, implementing, and administering any national teacher's test or method of certification, and from withholding funds from states or local educational agencies that fail to adopt a specific method of teacher certification. Again, and I'm not going into detail on that, but I can talk about teacher certification from now until the cows come home, because I'm certified to teach subjects I know absolutely nothing about. And Bob Pretty, for example, would be the greatest historian that ever walked the face of this continent, and he would not be allowed to teach history. And he's a great public speaker. I mean, he can just hypnotize a crowd talking about history, and he wouldn't be allowed to teach. So that certification doesn't mean diddly-doo-dad. Anyway, Ron Paul is among those who believe that there is a war on religion. He would support alternative views to evolution taught in public schools. So there you have it. My 10 reasons not to vote for Ron Paul, and every one of them is a reason that I would vote for him. I guess I'm one of those kooks. Well, I've been had that explained to me a few times also. Now let's go to, we still have Kimberly in Missouri. Okay, she said she was a victim of this spot.
Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, Derry, I love your show. Love everyone that stands for your beliefs. And yes, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul.
What happened to you at the airport?
Well, I didn't do it at the airport. I did it in the town that I live in, Trenton, Missouri.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I'm a bad girl. And I have a behavior problem, according to the behavior detection officers. Well, I have bipolar. It's a mental illness. Jim Curry has it, too.
Well, I don't know anybody
he's
with
rich.
Bipolar. The only person I know that's not bipolar is GB, and he's just polar.
Oh, well, me too. I don't know what the heck they called it before.
Anyway.
Before they had a label for all of us, what did they call us then?
I have no idea. Well, we've been... We
I'm
had
clueless,
better...
but I know who I'm voting for, and I know what I stand for, and amen to you, too.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call. Let's move along. The other day, I was talking about the Lakota Indians. In case you were not listening at the time, let me bring you very quickly up to date. And since then, I've talked to some South Dakota ranchers that know a little bit more about this than I do. But during the week of December the 17th, we traveled. This is coming from the Lakota website. And by the way, the Lakotas are the Sioux Indians, if you're not familiar with that term of Lakota. But anyway, we traveled to Washington, D.C. and withdrew from the constitutionally mandated treaties to become a free and independent country. We are alerting the family of nations. We have now reassumed our freedom and independence with the backing of natural, international, and United States law. So what they are saying here is, look, we signed 150 years ago, our forefathers signed treaties with the United States government. They've just broken their treaties, and they're just worthless pieces of paper. And now we're withdrawing from the United States. We are no longer citizens of the United States. We are now going to be citizens of our own nation. And they say they're going to have their own passports and all these other things. Now, I don't know all that much about the thing. It's kind of interesting. And like I said, I've talked to quite a few people now that are in the area where these people are talking about this. They know Russell Means. Say he's a very highly intelligent individual, and it's Russell Means that's went to Washington. To my knowledge, none of the tribal leaders as such as the chiefs were there on this thing to Washington. But Means was part of a four-member Lakota delegation that went to Washington. Other delegate members were included Phyllis Young, Ogallala Lakota Strongheart Society leader Dwayne Morton, and Gary Rowland, leader Chief Bigfoot Raiders or whatever, Riders, I believe it is. But anyway, they go on to say that if the United States government does not immediately enter into diplomatic negotiations, the group will file liens on real estate transactions across the region. Phyllis Young is a former indigenous representative to the United Nations. Now, the actions of the Indians are not intended to embarrass the United States, but to simply save the lives of our people. Now, here's the deal, and here's what they're saying, and I assume this is true. I've not studied my history. I could ask Bob Pretty, who would not be allowed to teach history in public school in the state of Missouri because he's not qualified, he's not certified, but I'm sure Bob knows more about this than most of the Dakota Indians do. But anyway, in 1869, several of the Lakota tribes met with the U.S. representatives to negotiate a treaty at Fort Laramie. The treaty set up what was called the Great Sioux Reservation, which at that time included most of North and South Dakota and part of eastern Montana. Other Lakota tribes living further east, called the Dakotas, had already signed treaties on their own with the U.S. several years before. In that treaty, the U.S. agreed to respect the territorial sovereignty of the Western Sioux Nations, but when the government needed to put the Northern Pacific Railroad through, it came right through the Great Sioux Reservation. The deal with the railroads was a gift of every other section, a square mile. They said it was, and I don't know all this, but I'm taking it from this website. It's they took out a square mile, which is a section of land, 640 acres, in a checkerboard pattern, 15 miles both north and south of the railroad tracks. Now, 15 miles would be 15 sections of land. You can multiply that out, 15 times 640 acres. They're taking a swath right out of the middle, apparently, of this Sioux Reservation. And they said the railroad could use this for lumbering, mining, and sale to settlers. Then the government needed to take back a big hunk of the reservation because of this. A plot was worked out to fake a gold discovery in the Black Hills. I've always heard of Black Hill gold. I don't know if there's any gold in them there hills or not. But a survey party arranged for a gold discovery. They used a few lumps of quartz, a handful of placer gold dust from Montana, and a shotgun. They blur into the ground, okay? This started a massive gold rush. In other words, they put this in all the eastern papers, hey, we found gold in the Black Hills of South Dakota. This defended their lands against the invading gold hunters, and the U.S. Army was called in to protect the gold seekers, not the Indians. This started the war that culminated in the Little Bighorn Massacre. The United States then terminated the Great Sioux Reservation and replaced it with a double handful of very small reservations scattered across the territory. Today, the various Sioux reservations make up a collection of some of the poorest communities in America, third world islands in the middle of the wealthiest nation on Earth. Well, I'm going to disagree about it being the wealthiest nation on Earth because we've discussed that in more detail, but that's not to go along with this. The Sioux are far away from the jobs or industry as you can possibly get here in the United States. Anyway, a high percentage of these people are indigenous. They call them indigenous, but they are on welfare. And they say they're going to give up their welfare in order to be a sovereign nation. We'll see. Anyhow, let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
The other day, I mentioned, just in not a lot of detail, the fact that a lady in Utah was having a problem with with one of the school boards there because they had apparently lost her program that was going to they have to homeschool your kids in Utah. You're supposed to have some sort of a lesson plan of some sort. I don't know what the deal is there, but she said she emailed it to the school board. School board said they never got it. And the way I use this, and I think GB was here at the time, is that I said, look, you know, when you have anything to send like that, if it's something important at all, don't just send it on the internet. Don't make a phone call because some dingy on the other end will make a note and it'll end up in the wastebasket. Send it registered mail. Always. You know, it just costs a couple, $3 or something, and then you know that it's there. And she could have very easily had a copy of it at home and even had it maybe notarized so that, hey, she's got them then instead of them having her. Well, anyway, this judge told her that if she didn't enroll her children in public school, she would lose custody of them. And that's the way it stands. So what happened was she just walked out of her house, locked the door, and left. And her name is Denise. I'm not going into all of this. She's been homeschooling for 9 years, and she has confirmed to WorldNet Daily that she and her children packed up their essentials and all their homeschool materials. They fled to Utah over, now not this weekend, but the past weekend. They spent more than 50 hours on a bus trip to another undisclosed part of the country. Now, this is free America, right? And they ran this lady out of state because she was homeschooling her kids. Then she has obtained, well, I'm not going into all that, but she had already begun her homeschooling plan for 2007-2008 year, for which she had received a district exemption as required in Utah. She was told she was being accused of 4 counts of failing to abide by the state's compulsory education law, with a penalty of up to 6 months in jail on each count because the district alleged she had not submitted a required affidavit for the 2006-2007 school year. Now, here's what this Judge Scott Johnson says. And I got a picture of him here. He's kind of a smiley-faced little guy. Looks a little bit like George Bush. But anyhow, Judge Scott Johansson serves as a juvenile division of the state's 7th Judicial District. He told her homeschooling fails 100% of the time, and he would not allow it. Now, I don't know where that guy's been, but all you have to do is watch the national news and see who wins the spelling contest and the geography contest and the mathematics contest. They're always homeschoolers. They're always homeschoolers. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Your blood sugar level is a serious matter. Get some help from Enhancelin, the natural dietary supplement that promotes balanced blood sugar levels. Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
It has given me a lot of energy.
I just feel great.
Take one capsule before meals. It's that easy. Enhancelin reduces the absorption of sugar through the intestines. It's the natural way to reduce the amount of sugar getting into your body.
I think anybody who's going through diabetes too should really take the Enhancelin.
It works. It actually works.
The Enhancelin, I can smile again.
For help managing your blood sugar, call now to order Enhancelin. 1-800-480-0331. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So call 1-800-480-0331. Call today and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. Call 1-800-480-0331. That's 1-800-480-0331.
We all like free stuff. Just the mention of the word free will make most people stop long enough to ask, what's the catch? Well, this time there is no catch. I'm going to give you something free, and there is no catch, really. I want to give you a free sample of my monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. All you have to do is ask for it. Of course, what I really want is for you to eventually subscribe to the Common Sense Chronicle, but you don't have to. There's no obligation whatsoever. I can tell you this. I'm not politically correct, and neither is the Common Sense Chronicle, but it is important to be informed, and there's much news to tell. So if you're not a subscriber already, let me send you a free copy of my monthly newsletter. Just send your name and address to Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or you can drop me an email by going to my website, www.derrybrownfield.com. The address again, Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Let's go to the telephones. Janice in Missouri. Hi, Janice. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Derry. I don't know how long I can talk. I'm on the cell phone.
Okay.
But the reason I'm calling is whoever it was said homeschooling was 100% failure.
Yeah, Judge Scott Johansson in Utah.
Yes, my daughter, we took her out of the sixth grade from the public school because they had a bomb threat and locked the kids up in their rooms to keep them safe. And from that time, I homeschooled. And when she went to take her summer placement test at the town here for college, she scored higher than anyone who took the placement test for that semester. She clept out of two classes, does not have to take them for teaching, and also made a 3.8 grade point average for this past semester.
She's in college now.
Yes, she is.
And got the 3.8 in college.
Yes.
Okay.
And this was from homeschooling.
I've mentioned this before. I have two grandchildren are being homeschooled.
Yes.
And when the little girl was, she was either 10 or 11. I don't remember. But in South Carolina, they have to take this Department of Education test, you know.
Yes.
And if they were to put her back in public school, she'd be a junior in high school.
Yes, she would be higher up in the grade.
Well, she's like in the sixth grade.
Yes.
So she'd move up that far, and she was post-high school in reading and I don't know, two or three subjects. So, you know, it's so ridiculous. Those same kids showed up in a meeting we had in Alamogordo. Were you down there, Beth, with us? Sure you were. Beth was down was down there. And they were listening to this Freedom Conference, and they were sitting there taking notes. Now, they're little kids, and they sat there taking notes as to what the speakers were saying. And I didn't go into discussion about it afterwards, but I know what they do. Then their parents, when they get in the car and start driving again, hey, they'll quiz them on what those speakers said.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're and I talked to a fellow just the other day here in this building, said, oh, boy, he said Christmas is over and all of our grandkids have left. Those kids act like they're just little adults. You don't, you know, totally different. Okay. I think Janice's phone just went katoot, or at least I'm hearing noise in my head. Well, Hillary's got it all figured out. She's going to take care of us. If you wonder how your kids are going to survive in the next millennium, Hillary says that here's what she says, that every child that's born, every baby born, should get a $5,000 baby bond. They need a $5,000 baby bond to pay for the future cost of college or for buying a home. Clinton made the suggestion during a forum hosted by the Congressional Black Caucus. I like the idea of giving every baby born in America a $5,000 account that will grow over time so that when this young person turns 18, if they have finished high school, they will be able to access it to go to college, or maybe they will be able to make that down payment on their first home. The article goes on to say that 4 million babies are born each year in the United States, and that's not right, is it? Wouldn't it be more than 4 million? That doesn't sound like many babies to me. Anyway, she says every child born in the United States today owes $27,000 on the national debt. Why not let them come and get $5,000 to grow until they're 18? Britain launched a similar program in January 2005, handing out vouchers worth hundreds of dollars to each parent with children born after September the 1st, 2002. Anyway, Time magazine says it's a good idea. They're proposing this $5,000 baby bond program. And I didn't know we had $5,000 in our entire national account. But we're out of time, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again, happy trails.